Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and Lakhit Peris. Sadly, the cricket world is in a bit of a slumber. Yesterday, the fifth and the final T20 was played between Australia and the West Indies. Australia, as anticipated, came out on top, winning the game by 3 wickets. The scores: West Indies 170 in their allotted 20 overs, bowled out in 19.4 overs, so that's disappointing. Of course, the Aussies get there with ease. Right, now we focused on Kennington Oval because tomorrow India will play their fifth and the final test of the English tour against the Englishmen. As far as India are concerned, they need to win this test to square the series. They played very good cricket right through the summer, but their folly in the third test was the downfall. But what's done cannot be undone, quote unquote, says Sunil Gavaskar. Right. What India will be proud of is the middle order batting of both the Ravindra Jadeja and Washington Sundar, the spin twins, who are becoming a threat to world cricket with their batting ability. The 237 partnership helped India to draw the test. But India is having a few problems at the top order batting. They're debating whom to play. Is it Sai Sudarshan or Narayan? We'll keep our fingers crossed on that. Rishabh Pant will not be in pursuit due to the fractured toe. There's also news about Jasprit Bumrah being unfit. Not unfit, actually injury prone slightly. He's having a niggle with his ankle. So it'll be interesting whether the Indians will risk playing him. If he doesn't play, I reckon they could bring in Prasad Krishna, who's pretty quick and who will get an extra bounce on that Kennington pitch. Well, that's the news basically, but there are basically England is also concerned a little bit with their bowling cordon. Of course, Ben Stokes has been among the wickets, but the rest of the seamers have not come out on top. Well, Jofra Archer is coming off in patches, but I think the selectors would expect Jofra Archer to get more wickets. Vokes is struggling a little bit in getting the wickets on seamer-friendly conditions. And one thing that England is concerned about is their spin cordon. They don't have a quality spinner like the Swanies that they had in the yesteryear. So they're having a huge problem in the spin department. Liam Dawson is a great all-rounder, fantastic all-rounder, but then his left-arm orthodox spin has not yielded dividends. Well, that's it from our cricketing news. I'll keep you posted about Sri Lanka's team selection for the forthcoming series of Zimbabwe. Meantime, sit back, relax. Spin you a record for your listening pleasure.